And Adam Maguire is here again with the business news.
Thanks, Anya. Well, interest rates have been the big talking point of the past year, really the past 2 years, and they're likely to remain at the fore in the coming 12 months. But while all eyes will be on the ECB when it meets in just under 2 weeks' time, what happens in the US and the UK will also have an impact on businesses here. To talk through some of that, we're joined now by John Finn, CEO of Treasury Solutions. John, we're over the hump in terms of interest rates. It is good news. Do you expect more cuts and more good news as we go into 2025?
I think so, Adam, yeah. So the news for consumers and certainly mortgage holders is good. The markets are forecasting that the base rate should drop to 2% next year. It's currently 3.25%. I think we will get another 0.25% cut in December, so we should finish the year at 3. And, you know, between 2.25% and 2%, I think, is where it will end. A lot depends on inflation, obviously, again, and whether it keeps falling and that. But that's the first bit of good news maybe going into 2025.
Yeah, if we look overseas, now the Bank of England has signalled its rate cuts will be slower than they'd previously predicted. We probably don't know what's going to happen with the Fed. It's very unclear at the moment. What would a further divergence between what's happening in the ECB and what's happening in the UK and US, what would that mean for firms here and the likes of the exchange rate?
I think the exchange rate is probably the key one, because an awful lot, exchanges are driven by two things in particular, the political, geopolitical scene and the interest rate differential. So basically, if you have a larger interest rate differential, the country that has the higher interest rates, the currency should get stronger. Okay, so that's kind of what we're seeing with the dollar in the last few weeks. Dollar is now around 104, where it was hovering 107, 108, 109 for a lot of the year. I think the expectation on the dollar is it could head to parity, because definitely there's been a reevaluation on the interest rate scene in the States since Mr. Trump won his election. That would be good news for exporters, but bad news then for, say, like fuel commodity prices, some food prices, because they're all dollar denominated. So in euro terms, they will go up in price, even if the price stays the same in dollars. On sterling, you know, I don't think sterling, the UK economy is in great shape, but I don't think the outlook for Europe is particularly rosy either. Sterling euro has been very narrow range for the last couple of years, 87, 88p. It's averaging just under 85 this year. Again, good news for exporters for the first time. I could see it hang around the 84, 83, 80, 45. I don't see it go back to 87 in the short term. Now, again, these things can change because the geopolitical is the other thing and nobody can predict that. But at the minute, I'd say the outlook for sterling is that it should hold, which is good news for UK exporters.
You've been talking to SMEs really around the country through the Treasury Hub. What issues have they been raising with you and what they're facing on a day-to-day basis?
Yeah, we had a quarterly meeting yesterday, and I think, you know, we were discussing this, and it's probably the first time, you know, in a while that's been quite a negative outlook for SMEs. There's a sense that you've got the cumulative effect of the inflation is the first thing. Okay, inflation is dropping and below 2%, I think 0.7% yesterday. But over the last 3 years, you're looking at 16%. And on top of that, you've a lot of change coming through with minimum wage, auto enrollment coming down the tracks. And I think the issue is not, you know, that there's minimum wage hikes or that. It's that there's a bunching of all these things together. And I think the real sense is that they won't be able to push up prices on the far side. You know, consumers are very price conscious now, businesses the same. Mm-hmm. So if you can't push your prices up on the output side, but you're still coming under pressure on the input side, you're getting squeezed in terms of profits. And there, I guess if you think about it from a macroeconomic perspective, where we're trying to make sure we have a very strong SME sector to counterbalance a very strong multinational sector, if the SME sector can't thrive, we have a problem in a macro sense. And I think that would be the concern going into 2025.
Very briefly, something else that you've seen and has been raised, banks looking for personal guarantees again.
Yeah, it came up again at our meeting. You know, lending, it's taking longer to get lending decisions. The level of, just to put it in perspective, the level of debt in the economy for companies is at the same level it was in about 2000, 2001. So there's not a lot of debt, relatively speaking. But processes are still very slow. They're taking a long time. And again, it came up, it was the first time we've seen the emergence of personal guarantees in some deals, certainly in quite a number of years. And, you know, as an advisor, you don't like them. You know, you want to lend to the company, lend to the company. You don't really want personal guarantees for individuals. There's enough risk as it is when you run your own business, and people are prepared to run with that risk, but they don't want to be taking excessive risk. So it's just something to be sensitive to, you know.
Okay. John Finn, CEO of Treasury Solutions. Thank you very much for that.